Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
We're back. Yeah, you're telling me secrets. I don't know what. First and foremost, I did forget. Steve has a new nickname. He's called Two Laps. Two Laps.
Explain the Two Laps.
All right. Yeah. So here's
the Two Chains.
Yeah. Two Laps. So I just respond to all of these emails for the CES.
Yeah.
So
you're the CEO.
I'm the CEO of the CES.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Triple H.
Okay. I'm going to come out. I'm going to have Motorhead minus Lemmy sing me out.
Exactly. That's a great entrance.
It is, and we got a great story. I just got to make sure I can tell it. So we'll call Sweden and get the okay. So I respond to this. We're going to go out to dinner. It happens to be close to the track in Vegas. So Steve and I go out there. They're like, hey, are you here with X company? And where we kind of looked at him. I don't know. Did we say yes or did we just look stupid? We probably just kind of looked stupid. And they're like, yeah, just go over there, sign the release, and get in your outfit, your suit. So we get in the suit. We're now going to go take a test drive on the Las Vegas Speedway. I'm first. Steve walks up behind me. I turn to a guy to thank him for helping me. Next thing I know, Steve jumps in front of me, jumps in the car, and does his ride. He gets two laps. So his new nickname is Two Laps.
Okay.
So what bothered me, I get out of the car. I had one lap.
Okay.
Two Laps, who jumped in front of me, got two laps. So I go to get my phone back from this young kid, and another guy goes, you need to remember him because he's going to drive an Indy someday. So I'm like, oh, okay. So we start talking. We bring up Oliver. We bring up a couple of the guys. He will be driving here in March at the St. Pete Grand Prix.
Okay.
His dad also is a driver, Hamilton, who drove us around. He's going to come here. They're going to make the pizza. We're going to do the whole nine yards.
Awesome.
Okay, great. Then the night's over. Two Laps has now taken over. He got two laps. I got one. We start looking at the video, and he's laughing. You know, I'm mad. He's laughing. Everybody else says, hey, you only got one lap. And then I go, well, wait a second. Here's a video of a car going down the straightaway. Why would, I don't know what Hamilton's name was. Do you remember his first name?
Davey Hamilton Jr.
So I'm going to assume that Davey Hamilton is who drove me.
Okay.
And Davey Hamilton Jr. videotaped. And I'm like, I must be in that car. And he's like, nope, you only got one lap. But after further review, we went so fast. Not only did I do two laps, but Steve took off probably 30 seconds, maybe more before me, and we finished just behind him. So I didn't realize I did two laps.
Oh.
At 180, 200, whatever. It was phenomenal.
So, Matt, I have a question.
Yeah, of course.
We're both co-hosts.
Of course. Well, you're both not.
Randy is the head honcho. When do we get to veto Randy when he's telling the awful story? Because he beats
Yeah, it was a long story. It took less time to go two laps.
And I'm just kidding, guys. I'm just kidding. I love Randy.
It took less time to go two laps.
Yeah, this is my guy.
All right, so there's another story. And I won't tell the whole story. But there is a legendary story that Brad Penny told me. And we talked about Brad Penny with Larry the Cable Guy. And I've been told the story by the coach as well. Okay, and I'm forbidden to tell this story to my family because they say the same thing.
Don't tell them there.
Because it takes too long.
Okay,
to
but I do have a
It is a long story. It's about the chicken, the chicken who runs at midnight.
I have a question for you.
Do you know that story?
No.
Do you know about the chicken who runs at midnight?
No. Before the chicken.
I'll tell it before the hour's over.
Okay, so I have a question for you. This morning, I woke up at 5:30.
Well, congrats.
Yeah, I did. I know for you, that's really early.
Well, I'm up at 4.
You can't sleep, you know.
I can't sleep.
Restless leg syndrome is common with old guys.
Yeah.
Right? So I was up at 5:30, and
Caleb's too big to fire.
So I go to Starbucks, and on the way to Starbucks, I hear a guy on the radio show, on the sports radio show, because I'm used to radio and music and everything. So I'm just like, play the Tampa radio show. I hear a guy saying, Randy, Randy, Randy. And they had JC from Pewter Report after you on the thing, on this radio show, talking about the Bucks and the playoff chances and this, that, and the other. I want to know, was that you I heard on this sports radio show in Tampa, because I could swear it was you, because they kept saying Randy.
I'll let Matt answer that.
So Randy doesn't do radio. He doesn't listen to radio because he never wants to be accused of
using. So it wasn't you.
It was not me.
It was not you. Okay, so I thought it was you. I could have sworn it was you.
He hasn't even done these veteran suicide podcasts yet that they
offer. Okay, cool. So I'm glad that it wasn't you, because they were talking about the Bucks and the chances they have and all these things. And when the guy who came after you talked about Peter Report, I was like, I have my feelings about Peter Report and how they report about Bucks things, and I don't like it. I despise it. But let's, before we get the next guest on, let's switch to the Bucks talk. I told you before we cut off last time, I think the Bucks beat the Cowboys. I think the Bucks.
And you said they're going to beat the Eagles.
I think they're going to beat the Eagles as well.
And there was $50 here that Steve went straight up on.
Yes. And I believe the Bucks are going to beat the Eagles and Cowboys.
Tony, you want to make
and I think they're going to lose to the 49ers. I think the 49ers are going to win their first game and then play the.
Well, you know who's going to win the Super Bowl?
Patrick Mahomes. 49ers.
No.
Patrick Mahomes, yes.
No, 49ers.
No. We can argue about that at a different time and bet on that off air.
I don't bet. I don't bet off or on.
I like to bet push-ups.
Who do you think is going to win, Randy?
I'll bet push-ups or you on the Super Bowl. Either way, it works.
Who's going to win?
It seems that every time there's a tragedy, that's who wins.
Oh, you think the Bills got the
Boston, bombing.
The Saints.
And the Red Sox won. What happened in New Orleans?
Okay, wait. Now that you said that.
Houston.
On air right now.
Well, Houston cheats.
Well.
You can say what you want to. Right now on air, I will bet you, Randy, $800 that the Bills do not win the $800 that the Bills do not win the Super Bowl. They don't make it to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl game is going to be.
Look at his face. He's so passionate about this.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, I've never seen you like this.
The Chiefs are going to be in the Super Bowl. Or the Bengals, as well as the 49ers. That's what the Super Bowl is going to be. That's what the Super Bowl is going to be. Like, the Chiefs and the Bengals. But I want to talk about the Bucks and their chances and what's going on, especially with the Cowboys this weekend. The Cowboys have looked bad for the last two or three weeks. The defenses look awful. The Eagles' defenses look awful. Tom Brady's hitting his stride right now. The last couple weeks, he only played two or three drives this past weekend. He looked great. The week before, him and Mike Evans hit their stride. So I want to talk about the Bucks a little bit. They were missing Donovan Smith and Tristan Wirfs, not because they couldn't play, but because they put them on the sideline because they are banged up and things and that and other, and it's not going to make a difference whether they win the game or not. I think the Bucks win this game against the Cowboys. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
I know that the Cowboys have more on the line. You know,
they do.
Odds.
And that's my next topic.
Right. You know, they're a 3-point favorite. You get 3 points for playing at home, which means if this was on a neutral site, they'd be 6-point favorites or 6-point underdogs. A lot's riding, even though Jerry's already said everybody's safe. If they come in and lose this game.
I think he lied.
Yeah.
I think he lied.
If they come in and lose this game, I think half the team does not get on the plane.
I think so too. I think if the Cowboys lose this game, I think McCarthy, and that was my next topic, I think McCarthy, his job is in jeopardy. Sean Payton is open.
Zero chance Sean Payton goes there.
I disagree with you.
And I'll tell you why.
Tell me why. I've got inside information, so you tell me why first.
Okay. Jerry Jones is not going to have somebody come in that's A, as big as him, as popular as him, that wants control. Sean Payton's going to want control.
I just heard the call for somebody else.
Unless Jerry Jones sells out to the Saudi Arabians.
All right, so we'll continue talking. We'll continue talking some NFL with our next guest.
Okay,
and talk about legend. You know, I hate that word legend.
Yeah,
because everybody is called a legend.
There might be 10 legends ever in sports history.
Okay, this isn't sports related, and since you're from Nigeria, you may or may not know the band Styx. But let's welcome to the program. One of the original members of Styx, James Young. James, how are you?
Good, Randy. How about you?
Not too bad. We met many years ago at a Super Bowl in Miami, and I know that we're going to talk about Styx coming to Orlando and coming to Melbourne and coming to Fort Myers, but I want to talk a little football with you, and we were talking to the guys about it. Have you been back to a Super Bowl since we ran across each other in Miami?
Actually, we have not been back. I mean, of course, I'm a huge NFL fan, and live and die with the Chicago Bears. This was where I grew up and mostly dying these days. But what are you going to do?
What do you think they're going to do up there? Somehow Houston enabled Chicago to get the number one pick. You know, there's rumblings. I think it's more trade-wise that they're going to trade that pick. What would you like them see with the number one pick?
Oh, you know what? I've given up trying to micromanage them from afar. And I don't know. It's eventually the Bears will come back and repeat what they did with the 85, the William the Refrigerator Perry, Jim McMahon, and the Funky QB and all that good, just the Walter Payton, the mighty Bears defense. But that I don't foresee in the next 5 years.
Do you foresee another Chicago Bear team coming out with another Super Bowl shuffle?
Well, I guess I would not be completely surprised, but I mean that was kind of a thing for its moment, and it worked, and it kind of helped the swagger factor back then, and we all loved it. So I'd like to see it, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Not only do I still have my copy of the Super Bowl Shuffle, my dad, who I love to death, said get everything in beta, so I have the Super Bowl Shuffle in beta that I can't ever watch again.
Well, you have to find a way to digitize that, and then you'll be set for eternity.
I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere.
So, it's Caleb and Mark here. I got two questions for you. I was born in the 90s, right? You guys have been popular since before I was even born, right? How have you adjusted to music changing, right? And rock and hip-hop and all these seem to become popular. And, like, again, I grew up in Texas. I listen to rock. I listen to country. I listen to everything. You know, heard you guys' music. How have you adjusted to music changing over the years, right, as far as adjusting to your fans who came to when you were, popular, and now? How have you adjusted to those things?
Well, I mean, honestly, I mean, one of my favorite bands of all time, and we opened a bunch of shows for Billy Gibbons and Dusty Hill and Frank Beard, ZZ Top, that little old band from Texas, that band was chokes me up how great they were for a three-piece band, and we opened for them so many times. I got a chance to stand there and listen to them play, and they took over, and nobody wants them to change, and I don't think anybody wants Styx to change either. I mean, we had our little techno thing with Mr. Roboto, which actually is our biggest selling single ever. But, I mean, it's a song that didn't really sound like it belonged to our band. But, it came out and it was successful, and people still want to hear it, so we play it live. But it's, the essence of the band is really the Grand Illusion album, which sold 7 million copies back in 1977. And my song on that was Miss America. It's just kind of a badass, straight-ahead thing with the big Styx choruses and synthesizers and Hammond organs and great playing between myself and Tommy Shaw on the electric guitar, and so I don't see a chance. I don't see a reason to try and make ourselves contemporary, because I mean, we just, when we play now, people want to hear those old songs that the baby boom is still buying concert tickets. They're not buying new albums, but nobody's buying new albums because everything's digitized. No,
it's all streaming.
Yeah.
And I don't want you guys to change either. I love that answer from you. I got one more question for you, because I know you're a football fan. I know you love sports. There's a lot of talk right now I'm a millennial. You're a baby boomer. That's your generation. And we got the Gen Z and everything going on right now. That's okay. But the Gen Z is talking about football changing as far as the Bucks, which is, where we're living right now, me, Randy, Matt, all these guys, we're living in the Tampa area, and the Bucks are playing, and the Bucks are 8-9, and they're going to the playoffs, and they're hosting a playoff game. There's been a lot of talk about the Bucks hosting a playoff game because they won the division, even though the division was not good this year. But the Cowboys division wasn't good last year when the Eagles were terrible, and the Washington Redskins, not the Redskins, the Commanders, the football team last year, all these things going on. I want your opinion on how the division split up and the teams are split up, and it's a conversation with the NFL right now going on about the divisions, how it goes, and like winning your division and getting a chance to host a playoff game, because the Buzz gets a playoff game and they're 8-9 and all these teams are not as good. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Even more importantly, I'm curious, do you want the Bucks back in your division?
Oh, I don't.
You know what? I don't think it really matters. I mean, Tom Brady, I have to give the man credit, even though he's hated in many places. He finds a way to win games. And
Tatum also, listen, I'll tell you, before I played with Tom Brady, I used to hate Tom Brady. I thought they won too much. I thought it was cheating. I thought it was this, that, and other. And I played with him, and I was like, it's hard to do what he does year in and year out for 20-plus years and do what he does. I think the system is set up perfectly. I think the NFL is set up perfectly, and I love how they handle things. So I just wanted your thoughts on that.
Well, that man can throw. I mean, he's really an accurate passer, and a lot of these guys just kind of throw it up there and hope the guy's going to run under it or whatever.
Yes.
And the Buccaneers had a great back in the days of Warren Sapp. Back and that was the 80s, I think. You know, I mean, Tampa.
No, it was
Tampa
the 2000s.
Was the defense?
You're aging Randy.
Yeah,
right now with the 80s.
James, you're aging me a little. It was the 2000s. They won the 2002 Super Bowl with Warren Sapp.
Okay, well, I guess I'm, yeah. Well, I'm 73 years old, and I've been an NFL fan since I was born. So I might get my years mixed up a little bit today. Plus, I had a couple of drinks at lunch, which is why we had to postpone this whole thing in the first place. So,
No worries. Let's talk about Sticks coming to Orlando on Wednesday, which we're hoping to be there. Then you're driving down South Florida, Fort Myers on the 19th. Melbourne on the 20th. What's it like to get back out on the road, to still be on the road?
You know, it's astounding that the demand for this band, whose major record success was in the 70s and the early 80s, to see that the people, well, we were known for putting on great shows, and we've lost some of key elements of the band, but we found tremendous replacement parts, and I've been there from the beginning. Tommy Shaw has been there for the most part since the beginning. And our drummer Todd grew up in Chicago, and Sticks was his favorite band, and his goal was to be there. And he's in Modern Drummer magazine. He's voted like the number one rock drummer in the world. So we have an astounding drummer, and Lawrence Gowan was a Canadian superstar, and Dennis DeYoung got tired of being on the road, and Lawrence has come in and just done an amazing job there. Ricky Phillips is a rock star, played with Coverdale Page, played in Bad English, played with Babies, and his sister is Steven Spielberg's main producer for every damn film that Steven Spielberg has ever made, Kathleen Kennedy. That's Ricky's stepsister. So, I mean, we've got a tremendous pedigree in this band right now, and we, you know, I'll put this band on stage against anybody, put them up there. Gene Simmons, bring your long tongue out, and we're ready for you.
Good stuff. What's it like for you, you know, now? You know, you're in a car, you're walking, you know, through a store or whatever, and you hear a Sticks song, either on the radio or through the speakers. What's it like for you when you still hear that?
You know, it's certainly very deja vu that, you know, we were all we were was trying to write good, if not great songs, and make great records and hope that we'd find a way to break it through, so it would, you know, we would reach the ears of people that appreciated it, because a lot of times there's great records that get buried because they don't have the right management, they don't have the right record company, this, that, and the other thing, and we've been fortunate, we've been lucky, like Clint Eastwood said in The Unforgiven, my favorite movie, and they talk about what he says in that movie. He says, you know, how did you kill all those guys without getting, and he goes, I was lucky. And I say, I was lucky because I was born at the right time, in the right place, with the right stuff, and Sticks itself kind of was, the genesis of Sticks was at the right time, in the right place. There was a lot of dumb luck there, but we took advantage of that and made it into something, and people want to come back and sort of, that Sticks.
We are talking movies, to James Young.
The music of Sticks. Let me shut up for a minute. Go ahead.
No. I'm sorry. I keep talking. People want to listen to you, not me.
Yeah. Well, the 70s was really the golden era of classic rock. Classic rock. I mean, we did a ton of shows with Kansas. I love, a bunch of their songs. Wayward Son, Point of No Return, and a bunch of stuff that they did. We loved playing with Kansas, and we did a lot of shows where we opened for ZZ Top. That was phenomenal. I love those little band, old band from Texas, and so we got a chance to sort of be a part of classic rock as it was happening, and we benefited from that. And so I look back on Come Sail Away is a classic song, and it's always going to be there. Renegade has been used in countless different spaces and, on television and movies and film, whatever. And when Tommy sings that first line, "Oh, Mama, I'm going to fear for my life from the long arm of the law," the crowd goes crazy because they know it's coming.
Absolutely.
That song, Tommy wrote it. It was, when he brought it in, it was just this, he was going for an Alan Parsons thing with it. I said, put my foot down. I said, we need a heavy rock song, and this is a perfect start for us to just go, step on the gas pedal right after that opening and never let up. And that's what that song does on the record. And so we were smart enough to not screw up the opportunities we had.
You started playing musical instruments at a very young age. I think it was like 4 or 5. And I'm sure you dreamed this dream, but could you have ever dreamed this life and what it has become?
I'm as I say, I go back to Clint Eastwood, and I've been lucky to be born at the right time, in the right place, on the south side of Chicago, where I went to school with African Americans and the children of the great blues artists of the previous era, Bo Diddley's family. I'm friends with them. Willie Dixon's family. I'm friends with them, and it and they've embraced me, and I've embraced them, and I just got a chance to. There was a lot of luck involved in everything we did, but unfortunately, and some people look lucky in the face and they screw it up, whereas we, for the most part, took advantage of it, and that's why we're still here today.
So James, this is Matt here. One of the greatest things about being a part of the show is we get to interview people who leave legacies behind. Obviously, you on the guitar, and Tom Brady and the football, and other celebrities. My contribution to society is I invented the pizza diet. I became a professional bodybuilder eating pizza in a mission to change the image of pizza from junk food to health food globally, to change lives. And being from Chicago, I got to know, is it Chicago or New York style? Or since you've traveled the world, what is your favorite pizza on earth?
Well, I'm not that picky. I love Chicago pizza. I love the deep dish New York pizza. I'll take a thin crust pizza on a certain day of the week. But I mean, pizza's a great invention and a great combination of elements. And I eat pizza every night. It's great for my singing voice because it's got a lot of nice greasy stuff. Kind of lubricates my throat when it's dry from doing the interviews and talking all day long. And so I'm a pizza man, and everybody else, most of the guys in Sticks were at least half Panazzo Brothers, pure Italian. Dennis Young, half Italian, but the bands I was in previously had Italian. I mean, we were Italian. I mean, the South Side of Chicago is a melting pot of the ethnicities and between white and black. Absolutely, as I said, Bo Diddley's kids I was friends with and went to school with them, so it's all kind of I was exposed to a lot of great things growing up in the South Side of Chicago, and so it all kind of helped me figure out what I was supposed to do.
So the next important question: next Wednesday in Orlando, before or after the concert, how many pizzas do you want delivered to backstage?
Well, if I'm going to fit into my stage clothes the next night, it better just be one or two. So,
well, one or two pizzas per person?
No, I think one or two, a pizza or two for the band, a pizza or two for the crew, and we'll be all set. Yeah.
All right.
Done.
We will deliver
the world's healthiest pizza.
Six pizzas, maybe eight. Well, eight. I'll eat one on the way up. So seven pizzas to you guys next Wednesday.
Probably six. I might.
Fantastic. We're looking forward to
James,
it.
James, thank you very much for your time.
My sister lived in Tampa forever with her husband, who was a Marine colonel. And the two daughters of that, one has become a Navy doctor, and the other one is a lawyer in the Army. So we got the military background from my oldest sister here. So
as a veteran, like I love it. Yeah. I love it. Anytime you're in Tampa, it'll be closer for the pizzeria. But we will deliver pizzas to you guys next Wednesday in Orlando.
I look forward to that.
Awesome.
Thanks, James. I appreciate your time, sir. James Young,
Front
Sticks, legendary.
Legendary.
I don't listen to a whole lot. You know that? I listen to Sticks.
Yeah.
I hate the word legend. Legendary.
Legend.
And a big football guy. Like I said, I met him down at a Super Bowl in Miami. A great guy. Looking forward to that next week. They are in Orlando on Wednesday, Fort Myers on Thursday, Melbourne on the 20th. And who knows? We may go to all three.
Wow.
Well, Randy, I want to say on the show.
You know, I want to say.
I do want to say something on the
show. Is he doing it on purpose?
He's moving down.
No.
He's
no,
moving down.
No.
Are you doing this on purpose?
No, we didn't talk about this.
He doesn't know.
I know you hate the word legendary.
You know, Rookie. Do you understand what you're doing, rookie?
You never did it.
How about put the mic down so we can hear you?
You gotta put your helmet on to play the game, son.
Fair enough.
I love you.
Well, y'all ain't been to the game, so you don't know what it's like to have your mouthpiece out. But anyway, hey, Randy, I know you hate the word legendary, and I know you hate that word getting tossed around. And as much as me about like to fuck with you,
thought you didn't just say that.
Mess with you. Mess with you. First of all, you cursed on the show 2 weeks ago.
I did.
I don't want to hear it. You did.
I did.
We can play it back.
We can play it back.
But also, you are a legend.
He did say duck.
Duck, you're a legend, and we appreciate you. You do a great job. And so we're thankful for you and this show and everything we're doing. Knockout Radio. It's amazing. Good job.
I appreciate it. Let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, we'll head back to Las Vegas and talk to Rocky Pennington when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim McMahon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift? Randy Harris here. And once you check out the vinyl image, your search will be over. This is the gift. Perfect for the man cave, she shed, kids' room or garage. Get your favorite band, animal, sport, military, or custom your own record design. I already put my order in, and so should you. Vinyl records are back. Tune in to Knockout Radio for details on how to win a gift certificate to thevinylimage.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, this is James Young from the rock band Styx, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris. Don't touch that dial.
That's a cool line.
That was cool.
Right? Yeah, and I was going to make up, like, because we were talking about Texas football and his love for football, and, you know, his middle name is Vincent Young. And I thought, you know, last week, you know, Caleb and I had we said Young, and I said Steve, he said Vincent, so.
Which was funny because of.
But it was funny. I thought, you know, I was going to bring it up, but I didn't know if he was, you know, didn't want to be.
Associated with Texas?
Yeah. Because if you're a Chicago guy.
You know, and I wanted to say that to Nick, you know, like in football and baseball, Boston, arch rivals, New York, fight-wise, you know, I don't think it's the same. You know, I don't think. Fighters from New York dislike fighters from Boston.
You know, it's surprising that you don't really see a lot of New York fighters come out. I mean, it's such a major city, a huge, I mean, what, 14 million people in New York City? But, like, who comes out of New York City? Who fights out of Manhattan?
Oh, there would be Matt Serra and Longo and Weidman. And, yeah, there's a lot of fighters out of New York.
Yeah, but compared to, like, other places, I mean, like New York or, like, Vegas, obviously.
Well, but
Florida, Coconut Creek.
But Vegas isn't fair because people have now moved to Vegas. You know, you're from Boston. You're from New York. You're well, not even Coconut Creek. You know, those guys
so,
now
so
all
they go
in.
Because of the camps and the
training. Right. Yeah, no, exactly. So it is good stuff that the UFC is back.
It is.
You know, a couple weeks off.
That's such a good. I mean, it doesn't feel right without it on.
Well, you know, it makes this show harder because that fills up, you know, part of the show.
Sure, because we are a combat sports show.
Yeah.
Primarily.
Well, this was almost a combat, you know, without it being part of the show a few minutes ago. Have you seen Styx before?
No, I never have. I'm excited. I to cook for a legendary band like that. I mean, that's, we got two laps, can drive us there. We can get there safely.
Well, see, again, I'm not just your average guy.
Okay.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
So we need to figure out, I've already got this planned. We're going to take your ingredients to Orlando. We're going to go to an Orlando pizzeria. You're going to cook your ingredients at their pizzeria. We'll do the show in Orlando on Wednesday.
Okay.
And then go to the concert.
Or I can just bring my Uni pizza oven, and then we can just cook in the parking lot outside the stage.
How long will it take you to make 8 pizzas in that oven?
Carry the 6.5 hours.
Okay. All right. So I'll go into the concert. I'll check out the concert.
But people aren't gonna let me just come in their pizzeria and just make pizzas. Unless you
do you want to bet 150 push-ups?
Well, I don't want to take your losing wager. I mean, is that what you're gonna owe Caleb?
I guess if I said that last week, which
if you could get me into another pizzeria in Orlando, then I will accept your 150 challenge loss.
Listen,
50 push-up challenge.
Well, here we go.
About it is,
here we go again.
Yeah, I'm back. Right. CB's back. I don't want Randy's money. I just want to see Randy do something hard. Randy didn't do one. Last, was it a week ago? When we all got in the cold tub.
Oh, yeah.
Randy didn't get in the cold tub. I want to see Randy do push-ups or get in the cold tub
for
10 minutes.
You know, that's the forbidden tub now.
Yeah,
I've been kicked out. They backed me to take it out today.
I heard a little bit about it. Like,
I'm no longer allowed to do.
I want to see Randy either get in the ice tub for 10 minutes or do push-ups.
We just we made the push-up bet.
Okay.
Oh, but so, you know what?
But you think I can't do in 2 years? I can't do 150 push-ups?
I don't think you can. No.
In 2 years?
No, I don't think you can.
How long? at all. You don't think? Let's make another bet.
Push-ups are 2 years. I need them to be anywhere push-ups. And these are bets that me and my friends.
Oh, I'm well aware of it.
Yeah.
No, I know how that works.
I get FaceTime calls in team meetings.
Yeah, I'm not doing
in the middle of the season, and my buddy is like, "Hey, I need you to do push-ups," and I'm doing push-ups at the side of the team meeting. And Robert Sala is laughing at me because I'm doing push-ups. I've done push-ups on the tarmac of planes. I've done all these push-ups. So either you want to do anywhere push-ups.
I'm well aware of
it. Or you want to do 10 minutes in a at the minimum. Minimum is 36 degrees ice tub.
Hold on a second, Chuckles. You can't change a bet after a bet has been made.
No,
you can't.
Okay, so you want to do 100 straight?
That wasn't the bet.
What was the bet?
150 push-ups. And I have as long to do it. That was
no,
the bet.
No, you don't have 2 years to do it.
That was the bet.
But you don't have 2 years to do that many push-ups.
Well, you made the bet.
Come on now.
What you don't know is Randy was on audition for Survivor. There's workout videos of him getting ready to go on Survivor with Randy Macho Man Harris.
Randy at this stage might last two days of Survivor.
No. Have you seen him in an airport?
I'll tell you what.
This guy outlasted me in Brooklyn. I fell asleep. I didn't get to pay for my share of the Uber. I mean, it was...
You get me on Survivor and I'll split the $1 million with you.
Whoa. Yeah.
There you go. You're going to split the $500,000 with me because they're going to take half the tax.
Well, we got a naked guy.
Yeah.
So the naked guy can go to jail like the original naked guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
I win that thing easy, hands down.
So, do we have some time to talk about some sports? Let me know how this time we got.
Well, we got time.
Before we get to
I'm just worried what's coming out of your mouth.
I got to tell a story before you get to the sports part.
I'm ready.
So, on January 1st, I did my motivational speaking workshop here.
Yes, great show.
I talked about, hey, Caleb, you want to come to the event? It'd be great to show that you're here and show the vertical gym and the ice plunges. Caleb, yep, put me on the flyer. I tell DJ Tony, let's promote Caleb Bitnot, NFL veteran. Offensive lineman.
Oh, that hurts.
Great friend. He's going to be here to cheer up the crowd and, like, be my testimony. I ended up wearing Caleb's tennis shoes, his size 14 black and white Nikes.
Is there a moral to this story?
Like, Caleb, yeah, that Caleb got like, you, right?
And I wrote you into my motivational speaking seminar about you never know what someone's life is until you walk a mile in their shoes.
Yeah.
And here I am wearing Caleb's shoes because he's here today. I wanted to share his story about how he chased his dreams and made it reality.
And how I worked out with you and trained with you and we did all
this. Is this story almost over?
And then he didn't show up.
Yeah. I did it.
So everybody asked why I was wearing these big shoes. They thought my feet grew.
And hold on, Randy, before you go, I'm sorry.
I'm not going nowhere. It's my show.
It's our show.
But before he went...
Well, no, it's getting ready.
Something came up. I couldn't come. Well, what did I do? I came here the next day, and I got in that cold tub, and Matt had all these people coming in there.
Or three days later.
A couple days later. It wasn't before the third or fourth. Like, I came in there a couple days later.
It was the fourth.
It was the third, at least. Anyways.
It was the fourth. It was
semantics,
Wednesday.
Semantics happen later. But I came here that day. And I got in that cold tub, and everybody was doing a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and I sat in there for 10 minutes.
You did.
In that cold tub, did what I had to do, and I did what I told them I was going to do. And I apologized to them the first day when I got there. I was like, I'm sorry I couldn't make it, but I did what I had to do.
But you didn't know that I wrote you into my presentation. Like, that's how much
I appreciate
means.
We talked about that.
And so
again, I love you, brother.
Still there.
Like I said.
My dog.
Yeah, we're family. You know,
well,
we're moving to Oregon. We're going out west.
Hey, you are. Because hold on.
Before Randy goes, you know who did get in that tub?
Oh, Randy.
Matt, did you get in that tub?
Yeah, I did.
You got in that tub. Did I get in that tub? I got in that tub. Randy, did you get in that tub?
A, I'm not getting in the tub. And B, you're getting fired again.
Again?
Yes.
Again?
Yes, you are.
What did I do?
Yes, you are. So you threw this guy under the bus for telling you he was going to come, and he didn't show. Yet I told you I'm not coming, and I showed up.
You did.
Oh, but you don't say that. You're fine.
Well, I told you that we're equal now. We're at sea.
We're far from equal.
On a ship. I was in the Caribbean floating around on a boat, and he was in the Navy. And I was like, I got to get a hat. Kelly bought me a hat at the Army Surplus
Store. Guys.
So we could be equals, like twins.
I love you both. Obviously, Randy, you're my brother. You know that.
My grandfather.
My grandfather, right? He's old enough to know. Grandpa.
Are we talking sports here? What are we going
to
do?
We are going to talk sports. I want to talk some Bucks because that's what the people want to hear.
That's what they want to hear.
We love MMA, and I can talk MMA all day. I can talk Dana White and WWE and all these things all day.
Well, Slap starts in 2 weeks.
So California Women's Caucus is calling for the removal of Dana White. They're getting political pressure now.
Yeah.
They're petitioning the powers that be that run ESPN and above. Is there going to be backlash? Is there going to be
Dana won't go to California.
So I'll say this all the time. You can petition as much as you want. Dana White is an individual entity as well as the UFC is. Again, we had this discussion last week about what his company does and like his incident and all these things happen. Again, I have my feelings. What I talked about last week, Randy has his. You talked about your feelings. Like, it's going to get handled how it gets handled, right?
Yeah.
I don't believe in hitting women, but again, I don't believe in hitting anybody. I don't think.
But can there be enough political backlash? Can there be enough social pressure that
sure there could? Sure, there could.
It could be, but also like, Elon Musk doesn't answer to anybody but Elon Musk. Dana White doesn't answer to anybody.
But is it different because she hit him first?
Well, that's not true. That's not true. Dana doesn't.
I disagree. So, well, tell me.
Dana's the president of the UFC.
Yeah.
Dana owns, I'm sure, a very small percentage of the UFC, just like before.
Yeah.
Dana answered to the Fajitas.
Okay.
And the Fajitas were smart enough to let Dana go. It's his reins. Go with
it. So you let Dana go, and then what happens to the UFC?
No, I'm not saying.
We talked about this last week.
I'm not saying let Dana go, leave the UFC.
Yeah.
I'm saying the Fajitas gave him the reins. They were the money guy. Dana's what built this up.
The UFC was nothing before Dana White.
Right.
So and that's I don't what think I'm saying. It's going to be anything after him.
Like, I agree.
To run that kind of business, the fight business, like, there's a reason why, what's the guy with the hair?
Don King.
There's a reason why boxing is synonymous with Don King at that time in
absolutely.
Life, and why Dana White is synonymous with fighting now at this time in their life. Boxing is less than what it is.
So can they make pressure? And it depends on how many push and do whatever. If California wants to ban it, I can see Dana saying, screw you, and that's not a cuss word, and go to a state right next to it. He purposely would continue to go to Newark, right across the water from
Tampa. He'll go to Vegas. Right. He'll go to wherever.
Like, if other people start pushing,
then if you want to go do like the whole public thing and like go like, oh, we're all going to boycott Dana White, but then it's like, okay, do you boycott everything else? And now it gets to a whole different situation. So I feel like, hey, it was a situation, it was an incident. You know, get the accurate punishment what the public thinks it is, right? Like,
well, no, I could care less what the public thinks it is.
I don't either, right? But it's like, okay, like, get your feelings out the way, and let's get to what the money-making business is, because that's how this country runs, right?
Let's regroup. We have one break left to do. Let's hit this break. When we come back, we'll talk about this weekend's playoff games.
Yes.
Bucks play the Cowboys on Monday. Shocking that it's the big Monday night game. We'll talk about that and a few other things.
What about Diego Sanchez making his bare knuckle debut?
When we return, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Summit.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Lynn Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Warren Moon, former NFL quarterback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
No, I want to argue about something else. We've been arguing, and there's a few reasons why we've been arguing, which we'll argue about here in 12 minutes. How? Now, I have to be careful how I say this, because allegedly the Miami Dolphins wanted their head coach to lose games on purpose, play for Tua, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
How did they allow, how did anybody in the Houston Texans organization allow them to win that game?
Can I tell you my thoughts on it, or do you want like the PC thoughts on it?
No, I want your thoughts as a guy. I know that as a player, you're not going to go out there, especially not superstars. Yeah. You know that you guys are playing for your game. You guys are playing for your career.
Our lives.
Right. I get that.
Our families.
Right.
Yeah, it's a different situation.
And I'm just saying, and I know this is bad, and they still may end up with the quarterback because Chicago
I don't think they do. Yeah, I don't think they do. So I'll talk about Houston. I'll talk about Lovie Smith.
All right. Well, we'll do it in a minute. You know, we've got our phone call.
Yes.
So let's go back out to Las Vegas as we get ready for Saturday night UFC Fight Night 217. And welcome to the program, Raquel Pennington. Rocky, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. I know just the start. Wednesday's always the start of fight week. What's it like for you? And do you try to keep them all the same, or do you try to mix them up a little bit in whatever you do to get through these next couple days?
It's just pretty chill for me. You know, yesterday was a travel day. We get out here and we get settled in, and then today handle a bunch of obligations. I usually like to try to get it all done in today and then be able to focus tomorrow on just weight cut. And, you know, I mean, like I said, it's just chill, and I just get the weight off, and then we go through the little routines. I mean, they're pretty much the same.
Obviously a veteran of the sport, do you try not to think about the fight on Saturday? Or, you know, do you think about it? Is it kind of like Rocky Balboa with Mr. T's photo in the on the mirror? Or do you just try to get through today, and then it's tomorrow, and then before you know it, you're back in the octagon?
Yeah, you know, I don't like to waste any extra energy. I mean, I've been in the sport for a really long time, and it gets draining when you're constantly thinking about things, and there's already a lot of emotions that come along with a fight, and so I just don't find the need anymore to waste that energy. So, you know, I mean, one day at a time, and today is focusing on media and then just all the little things that I can control as far as that. I do like to visualize throughout the day, just here and there. I mean, it's maybe like 5 minutes for one time throughout the day, and then leave it at that. Other than that, I just focus on what I'm doing.
You said you've been in the sport for a long time, which obviously you have. And in the 10-plus years, how has the sport changed from that first day or that first fight back then?
Well, heck, I mean, we got how many women's divisions now? You have so much talent. You know, I mean, it's a completely different ballgame. I remember fighting multiple opponents a couple times just because there wasn't any competition, and just kind of paving the way for women's MMA, and to see now that we could fight on the biggest platform, and then multiple promotions now have women's MMA as well, and just the younger generations and everything that's coming up, like, it's just awesome. I mean, it's super competitive, and I mean I can't say enough about it.
So again, I don't know how much you know about me, Caleb Benenock, NFL veteran, 8 years, co-host of the show. I love watching UFC and MMA women's athletes fight, because you got just so much aggressive than the men's guys. As the sport changes, and as like there's a lot of scrutiny with the top fighters in the men's division of the UFC, and how it's like it's boring, guys are trying to keep championships, and
the female fighters go out there and slang and they bang and they make the most exciting fight. All other than the Rose Namajunas fight, championship fight the last year, you guys are the most exciting fights. When you go into your fights in the UFC and MMA fights, do you think about these things, or do you go out there thinking, I want to make the best fight possible for me to win, or are you trying to entertain the crowd? Like, what are your thoughts about that going in?
Honestly, I just think it's, like I said, I mean, it was a male-dominant sport for the longest time, and women had to, we always had to prove ourselves. Like, we had to go out there and, like, really find a place for ourselves and constantly prove ourselves, and now it's like, you know, so many avenues are opening up, and there's so many more opportunities for us. And so I think it's just in our nature. We go out there, we just grind. Like, we put on solid fights, and, I mean, you can go into a bar now and take a poll, and a lot of people are looking forward to the women's fights, and so it's just, it comes natural. I personally don't think about it. I just go out there, and I just focus on being competitive and, you know, putting my skills to work that I am constantly training every single day.
Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
I don't know. She's another opponent. She's a stepping stone in the way of my ultimate goal. You know, I mean, she's obviously skilled and talented. We're in the top of the division, so I'm expecting her to bring a fight. But, I mean, I'm the veteran in the sport. I feel like I'm talented in every aspect of it. And, you know, I mean, I just plan on going out there and focusing on the things that I can control and dominating every position. And so I just think between our matchup, it's going to create a very exciting fight.
One more question. With all the disparity in women's sports, I feel personally, I'm an athlete. I play in the NFL, this, that, and the other. Like, and there's this whole disparity between women's pay and men's pay. I think the UFC is the closest thing in the pay gap. Like, when you go into a fight and you go into, you know, you're a woman, you go into a woman's fight, like, do you feel like you have to represent women, or do you feel like, hey, I'm an athlete, I'm going to go do my job, I'm going to go do what I have to do, and I'm going to go make things happen, and then however it feels, happens. Because Ronda Rousey had thoughts on it, and she was like, hey, like, I'm the money bringer in this sport and how things happen. Like, how do you feel as far as generating money and as far as, like, making things happen for your gender, you know? Because, like, for us, we're men on this show and this radio show and this podcast and whatever it is, and so we think a certain way. And I know a lot of our listeners want to know, like, for you as a superstar at MMA, in the MMA field and things like that, like, does that weigh on you, or do you just go out there and think, like, hey, I'm a fighter, I'm going to do my job and do what I have to do and make what I have to make, and the transitions come and the greatness comes as it comes, or does that weigh on you?
You know, I mean, obviously I love representing females and whatnot and going out there and, like, paving the way. I mean, my coach and I were just having this conversation yesterday about how I was on the first season of The Ultimate Fighter ever to have women, and we were sitting there, like, telling them, giving them insight to what the other women need and things that would be good and the uniforms and this, that, or another, and what would be comfortable. And so it's just been like, you know, it's always been this journey. And for me, I just kind of embrace the journey. I mean, there's only so many things you can control. And at the end of the day, I can argue for what I'm worth and do everything. But, I mean, the promotions are going to do what they're going to do and pay you what they feel they need to pay. And but it's just, you know, I mean, the only thing I can control is going out there and having fun and performing. And everything tends to work out. And things come my way. And I'm super grateful for that and thankful for that. And so my focus is just being the best athlete that I can be. And then life has a way of always handing me the things that I need.
Rocky, can you watch other fights as a fan, or are you always watching, you know, to try to pick something up?
Oh, no, I absolutely. I mean, I've been an athlete my whole life, so I definitely watch as a fan. You know, I mean, obviously I will always have that natural-born competitiveness to me. But aside from that, you know, I mean, a lot of these athletes, like, we cross each other's paths and we become friends through this. So aside from the competitive part, like, I am always supporting, I'm always rooting, I'm always looking at it as a fan perspective, and, you know, I very much so enjoy it. And then I will flip the switch, and all of a sudden my competitive side comes out, and it's like, all right, we're not friends anymore. And after everything is said and done, and the fight speaks for itself, then it is what it is, and then we can get back to being friends, and then I'll go back to being another fan of the sport.
I've always said on the show, I'm a licensed judge in the state of Florida, that if I'm going to watch it as a fan, I have to look away for like 10 seconds, because then I feel like I can't say who won the fight because I didn't see the whole thing. So if I want to enjoy it, I'll purposely look away and miss a couple seconds of it.
Yeah, you know, I think it's funny because with Tisha, like when we're at home together and stuff and we're watching the fights, we're both doing the same exact thing. Like, it's just our natural, like, it comes out. And so after every round, we're scoring the fight. And sometimes it's like, let's not score it. Like, let's just watch it and act like we have no clue what they're doing, but then, like, think that they should go to certain positions. So we kind of try to trick ourselves into something, too, because otherwise we get very, like, technical with it.
Right. Good stuff. Rocky, thank you very much for your time. Have fun on Saturday. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a case of salsa from Blue Smoke Salsa coming out of West Virginia. Best stuff you've ever had.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. It was great talking to you guys.
All right, talk to you again soon. That is Rocky Pennington. Back in the Octagon Saturday night, UFC Fight Night 217. We are out of time. Unbelievable show. Legends on the show. Words on the show. All sorts of fun stuff on the show.
Two laughs took off early to get a head start
Can
again.
I have a 30-second monologue?
I don't think we... How much time do we have left? Talk to me quick at the station. Hurry up.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. 15 seconds.
Hey, I love both of you.
Everybody.
It's a lot of
fun. Why, are you leaving already?
No, not already, but it's a lot of fun for you guys. It's a lot of fun for me. We have a lot more to get into as far as the books go. I wish we had more time. I wish we had all these things like that. I got money on the Bucks. You got money on the Bucks.
They're still in the playoffs after next week. We'll talk about it Wednesday.
The Bucks are in this game. Hey guys, love y'all both.
See you Monday night.
Let's get it. See you Monday.
Monday night at the stadium. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, I hope, and Sap. So I hope.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.